Tunes 92.5 104.5. We're in the Morning Jam with Jen, and I am joined this morning with Michelle DiBernardo. She is the executive director and president of the Syracuse International Film Festival. What an honor, sis. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course, of course. We've got big things to talk about, sis. We have to talk about an event that you have coming up. Why don't you share with the people a little bit about this event?
Absolutely. So August 29th, we will be having a double premiere of Escaped and Unraveled, the Prelude to Escape.
Nice.
Both of which actually had some scenes filmed here in Watertown.
Wow, how amazing, how amazing. Could you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to host this event?
Yeah.
Here in the North Country.
Oh, of course. Well, first of all, you guys are so welcoming. You like roll out the red carpet. It's a beautiful area, great region, and it needs more film happening here.
I couldn't agree more. What can attendees expect from the atmosphere at Harmony and PAC that night? Is there a theme or a vibe that you're hoping to create?
Well, it's going to be a red carpet experience, and I'm hoping to bring out other filmmakers in the community to enjoy, to continue doing these great things here.
Nice, nice. Who is the event for, and what kind of audience are you hoping that shows up for this?
So it is for the people. You know, it's two different films totally together, but one is a psychological thriller, one's a horror, so a little bit of grief, a little bit of mental health awareness, a little bit of crazy blood.
I love that. You just led me into my very next question, which Unraveled is the prelude, or prelude, I should say. How does it help set the stage for Escape?
Well, basically, it tells her story of how everything unraveled to become a little crazy.
I think that most of us can relate more to this than we even want to admit. Yes. I'm very excited to see this. I myself have experienced, you know, as most women have, that kind of like lost in the whirlwind of what's next? How did I get here? What am I going to do next? Do you think that this is something that a lot of women are going to be able to relate to?
100%.
Oh, I'm so excited. So are the stories in these films based on personal experiences or a broader community thing?
There is the grief part, definitely. Yeah. But the other stuff is just trying to tie things in so I can relate to the audience and have more people understand.
So they dive into healing, survival, and accountability. Why were those themes so important to you to showcase?
I mean, there's so many different stories that you see over and over and over again in Hollywood that something needed to be different. Some needed break.
Yeah, yeah. You got to switch it up a little bit. You want people to be able to relate, in my opinion.
Yes.
But also relate in a way that's not mundane.
Yeah.
Same old same.
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about the Creators Film Festival. Mm-hmm. What kind of work will be shown?
Yeah, so there will be a variety of films with that. One I really want to point out is Breasts Not Required. It's a documentary about women with breast cancer that, you know, most of them are pressured to get implants. And, you know, these women actually go without having implants and no breast at all. Powerful.
Strong. Very. Yeah, you know, that says a lot about a woman that she's like, you know what, I'm going to do what I need to do for me.
Yeah.
Not for what anybody else is looking at.
Exactly.
That's amazing. What's the importance of giving local or indie filmmakers a platform like this, in your opinion?
They need it. They need, because, you know, like they're not going to be broadcast internationally, and, you know, we're better than Watertown.
Yeah. So tell us when this Creators Film mm-hmm. Festival is.
Yeah, absolutely. It's August 30th at Harmony PAC. It's going to be 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a 4 p.m. industry panel with some local council people, as well as somebody from TV7 and a couple other places. Maybe we'll have you.
I would love to be there. Say less. You should see my smile right now. I'm so excited. How can listeners get tickets? How do we reserve for the day?
Yeah, absolutely. Eventbrite. Okay. Or they can go to the website, creatorsfilmfest.com. Okay. They can check out our social media, Facebook pages. It's there.
We're going to share the link on our Tunes page when we share this interview so that everybody can just kind of click and follow, like, share, and follow.
Yes.
Number one. Also, where can we follow the journey of these films? What are the pages? What are the sites? How do we find you?
Yeah. So DiBernardoProductions.media, creatorsfilmfest.com, SYRfilm.com, Facebook. You know, you just type in the movie and you can find it, or DiBernardo Productions. We're sharing all the time.
This is so exciting. So exciting.
Yeah.
So if you can tell us one more time, drop for our listeners, where and when we can go and see this event.
Yeah. August 29th, August 30th at the Harmony PAC. Check us out on Eventbrite. Follow us. Michelle at SYRfilm.com.
Yes, ma'am. You are a light. I am so honored that I got to speak with you today. And I'm looking forward. Maybe we could do a follow-up even after this. and kind of talk about the experiences that we had while we were there.
Of course.
Because I'm going to be there.
Yes, thank you.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. You guys, please stay tuned. We've got more coming your way. And make sure that you like, share, and follow all of the links that we're going to be sharing with this interview on our Tunes 92.5 page. We appreciate you listening. Stay tuned.